Greetings, readers. Welcome to the June edition of Library News. We are looking forward to a fun-filled summer at the library. Another youth summer reading program is upon us, and we are very excited. This year's theme is Read, Repeat, Renew. Programs will be conducted virtually on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 2 to 2:45 p.m. Join Denise Bean, our youth librarian, for Guest Quest Mondays, Adventure in the Arts on Wednesdays, and STEAM Theme Fridays. Ages 0 to 18 are welcome. For more information, go to iowalibrary.blog. The Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled will also be hosting an 8-week STEM experience for teens 14 years and older this summer. There will be wonderful special guest speakers throughout the summer introducing different topics, and the teens will be using hands-on STEM activities based off of STEM scale-up kits provided to the library by the Iowa STEM Council. The library is excited to spend this time with this great group of people.
The library is proud to announce that there is a finalist from Iowa competing in the Braille Challenge Finals. Nathan D. is a finalist in the varsity group for the second year in a row. He has been invited to compete at the national finals June 23rd and 24th at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. Congratulations, Nathan.
Now for the top 10 nonfiction books downloaded from Bard. The Final Witness, a Kennedy Secret Service agent breaks his silence after 60 years. DB-118-635 by Paul Landis. Special Agent Paul Landis is in the follow-up car directly behind JFK's and is at the President's limo as soon as it stops at Parkland Memorial Hospital. He is inside Trauma Room Number 1, where the President is pronounced dead. He is on Air Force One with the President's casket on the flight back to Washington, D.C., an eyewitness to Lyndon Johnson taking the oath of office. What he saw is indelibly imprinted upon his psyche. He writes and files his report. And yet, Agent Landis is never called to testify to the Warren Commission. The one person who could have supplied key answers is never asked questions. By mid-1964, the nightmares from Dallas remain, and he resigns. It isn't until the 50th anniversary that he begins to talk about it, and he reads his first books on the assassination. Landis learns about the raging conspiracy theories and realizes where they all go wrong. Angels in the ER, Inspiring True Stories from an Emergency Room Doctor, DB-118-985, by Dr. Robert D. Leslie. 25 years in the ER could become a resume for despair, but for best-selling author Dr. Robert D. Leslie, it's a foundation for inspiring stories of everyday angels, friends, nurses, doctors, patients, and even strangers who offer love, help, and support in the midst of trouble. The ER is a difficult and challenging place to be, yet the same pressures and stresses that make this place so challenging also provide an opportunity to experience some of life's greatest wonders and mysteries. Dr. Leslie illuminates messages of hope while sharing fast-paced, captivating stories about discovering lessons from the ER front line, watching everyday miracles unfold, holding on to faith during tragedy and triumph, and embracing the healing balm of hope. For anyone who enjoys true stories of the wonders of the human spirit, this immensely popular book is a reminder of the power of angels. The Polygamist's Daughter, a Memoir, DB-119-403. By Anna LeBaron. My father had more than 50 children. So begins the haunting memoir of Anna LeBaron, daughter of the notorious polygamist and murderer, Ervil LeBaron. With her father wanted by the FBI for killing anyone who tried to leave his cult's radical branch of Mormonism, Anna and her siblings were constantly on the run with the other sister wives. Often starving and always desperate, the children lived in terror. Even though there were dozens of them together, Anna always felt alone. She escaped when she was 13, but the nightmare was far from over. A shocking true story of murder, fear, and betrayal. The Polygamist's Daughter is also the heart cry of a fatherless girl and her search for love, faith, and a safe place to call home.
Turning Points with God, 365 Daily Devotions, DB-117-340 by David Jeremiah. Life is an adventure, full of twists and turns, uncertainty and anxiety. In times when you're unsure of what to do or which way to turn, there is no more accurate or reliable compass than God's Word. In Turning Points with God, New York Times bestselling author Dr. David Jeremiah distills the wisdom of the Bible into 365 beautifully crafted devotional readings that will help you ground and guide you every day of the coming year, featuring specially selected Bible verses and quotations from such respected Christian thinkers and writers as C.S. Lewis, Charles H. Spurgeon, A.W. Tozer, J.I. Packer, D.L. Moody, and countless others. This stunning devotional is sure to enhance and enrich your daily walk with God. A Gift of Hope, Helping the Homeless, DB115659 by Danielle Steele. In her powerful memoir, His Bright Light, number one New York Times bestselling author, Danielle Steele opened her heart to share the devastating story of the loss of her beloved son. In A Gift of Hope, she shows us how she transformed that pain into a campaign of service that enriched her life beyond what she could imagine. For 11 years, Danielle Steele took to the streets with a small team to help the homeless of San Francisco. She worked anonymously visiting the cribs of the city's most vulnerable citizens under cover of darkness, distributing food, clothing, bed, tools, and toiletries. She sought no publicity for her efforts and remained anonymous throughout. Now she is speaking to bring attention to their fight. In this unflinching honesty and deeply moving memoir, the famously private author speaks out publicly for the first time about her work among the most desperate members of our society. She offers achingly acute portraits of the people she met along the way and issues a heartfelt call for more effective action to aid this vast, deprived population. Determined to supply the homeless with the basic necessities to keep them alive, she ends up giving them something far more powerful, a voice, some strong language. Surely You Can't Be Serious, The True Story of Airplane, DB119428, by David Zucker. Surely You Can't Be Serious is an in-depth and hysterical look at the making of 1980s comedy classic Airplane by the legendary writers and directors of the hit film. Airplane premiered on July 2, 1980, with a budget of $3.5 million and went on to make nearly $200 million in sales and has influenced a multitude of comedians on both sides of the camera. Surely You Can't Be Serious is the first ever oral history of the making of Airplane by the creators and of the beginnings of the ZAZ trio, Zucker, Abrams, Zucker, charting the rise of their comedy troupe, Kentucky Fried Theater, in Madison, Wisconsin, all the way to premiere night. The directors explain what drew them to filmmaking, and in particular, comedy, with antidotes behind the scenes trivia and never before revealed factoids. These titans of comedy filmmaking unpack everything from how they persuaded Peter Graves to be in the movie after he thought the script was a piece of garbage, how Lorna Patterson auditioned for the stewardess role in the backseat of Jerry's Volvo, and how Leslie Nelson's pranks got the entire crew into trouble, to who really wrote the jive talk. The book also features testimonials and personal anecdotes from well-known faces in the film, television, and comedy sphere, proving how influential Airplane has been from day one. 4 decades after its release, Airplane continues to make new generations laugh. Its many one-liners and visual gags have worked their way into the mainstream culture. This fully organic expansion of the ZAZ trio's fan base, prompted solely by word of mouth, comes as no surprise to longtime fans.
The Unit, My Life Fighting Terrorists as One of America's Most Secret Military Operatives, DB119620, by Adam Gamal. The first and only book to ever be written by a member of America's most secret military unit, an explosive and unlikely story of immigration, service, and sacrifice. Inside Our Military is a team of operators whose work is so secretive that the name itself is classified. Highly trained in warfare, self-defense, infiltration, and deep surveillance, the unit, as the Department of Defense has asked us to refer to it, has been responsible for preventing dozens of terrorist attacks in the Western world. Never before has a member of this unit shared their story, until now. From Adam Gamal, one of the only Muslim Arab Americans to serve inside the unit, comes a gripping first-hand account of our nation's most secretive military group. When Adam arrived in the United States at the age of 19, he spoke no English, and at 5'1 and 112 pounds, he was far from what you might expect of a soldier. But compelled into service by a debt he felt he owed to his new country, he rose to the ranks of the military to become one of the most elite skilled operators. With humor and humility, Adam shares stories of life-threatening injuries, of the camaraderie and capabilities of his team, of the incredible missions, but also of the growth he experienced as he learned to adhere to more moderate Islamic beliefs. Enthralling and eye-opening, the unit is at once a gripping account of the fight against terror and an urgent examination of the need for diversity. The Hunger Habit: Why We Eat When We're Not Hungry and How to Stop. DB 119-142, by Judson Brewer. A program proven to heal our relationship with food and our bodies, from New York Times bestselling author Unwinding Anxiety. Anyone who struggles with overeating knows what it's like to feel out of control and to feel guilt attached to it. While ordinary anxiety feels like something that happens to us, the siren song of food cravings feels like something we should be able to control. The result is a toxic cocktail of shame and self-loathing that makes it impossible to change our behavior. The Hunger Habit is based on Judson Brewer's deeply researched plan, proven to help us understand what it's like going on in our brains, so that we can heal the shame and overcome overeating. The step-by-step program focuses on the power of awareness. There is no willpower, calorie counting, or restricted eating. Setbacks are a good thing. The key is to learn how to work with our brains rather than fight cravings, and to adopt an attitude of self-kindness rather than self-judgment. Grounded in cutting-edge neuroscience, the Hunger Habit is both accessible and compassionate. It will finally help you break out of food jail and reclaim your life. The Family of Jesus, DB 119-415, by Karen Kingsbury. Through the family of Jesus, readers will develop an emotional connection to the family members of Jesus, learning about their lives and falling in love with Scripture along the way. Bible studies and devotionals abound, and in churches everywhere, people gather to seek deeper understanding of God's Word and its application to their lives. But too often, these studies engage only the analytic approach to Bible learning. In The Family of Jesus, number one New York Times bestselling novelist Karen Kingsbury will make you laugh, cry, and ultimately care more deeply about the Bible by helping you grasp the truths in Scripture, not just with your mind, but with your heart. The characters in these short stories were among those closest to Jesus: Mary, Joseph, Jesus' brother James, John the Baptist, Zechariah, and Elizabeth. Each has a compelling tale to tell. Kingsbury intersperses fictional, emotionally gripping detail anchored in Scripture with historical and theological insight and questions that will guide soul-searching and reflection. The Family of Jesus not only provides a deeper understanding of the relatives of our Savior, but also helps readers acquire tools that will draw them closer to Christ, to the Scriptures, and to each other. Twins of Auschwitz, the inspiring true story of a young girl surviving Mengele's hell. DB 118-176, by Eva Moses Kaur. In the summer of 1944, Eva Moses Kaur and her family arrived at Auschwitz. Within 30 minutes, they were separated. Her parents and two older sisters were taken to the gas chambers, while Eva and her twin, Miriam, were herded into the care of the man who became known as the Angel of Death, Dr. Joseph Mengele. They were 10 years old. While twins at Auschwitz were granted the privileges of keeping their own clothes and hair, they were also subjected to Mengele's sadistic medical experiments. They were forced to fight daily for their own survival, and many died as a result of the experiments, or from the disease and hunger rife in the concentration camp. In a narrative told simply, with emotion and astonishing restraint, The Twins of Auschwitz shares the inspirational story of a child's endurance and survival in the face of truly extraordinary evil. Also included is an epilogue on Eva's incredible recovery and her remarkable decision to publicly forgive the Nazis. Through her museum and her lectures, She dedicated her life to giving testimony on the Holocaust, providing a message of hope for people who have suffered, and worked toward goals of forgiveness, peace, and the elimination of hatred and prejudice in the world.
This month, the State Library of Iowa is holding virtual author visits with the three authors of the All Iowa Read selections for 2024. These are free and open to the public, but registration is required. First up is Diane Wilson on Tuesday, June 11th at 6:30 p.m. She is the author of the adult selection, The Seed Keeper. Next is Celia C. Perez, author of the kids selection, Tumble. She will give her talk on Wednesday, June 12th at 2 p.m. And last but not least is Samira Ahmed, also on Wednesday, June 12th at 4 p.m. She is the author of Hollow Fires, the teen selection for 2024. All sessions will be held via Zoom, and each author will be joined by a moderator to discuss their books, creative process, and hear questions from attendees. Attendees will have the option to submit a question ahead of time when registering, or may include a question in the chat during the event. To register for these events, go to the State Library of Iowa website at www.statelibraryofiowa.gov.
The National Library Services Program Patron Corner will be held Monday, June 10th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Patron Corner is a quarterly program held by the National Library Services Patron Engagement Section. The topic for this program is NLS Summer Reading, another bridge for literacy for children who are blind or low vision. The session will last 90 minutes and will feature a national panel of experts on literacy in the blind and low vision community. Panelists will discuss the state of literacy among children and adults and describe approaches for improving literacy outcomes. Please contact the library for more information or the login information.
This month's Many Faces of Bard will be Thursday, June 13th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. This month's topic will be NLS e-reader updates. A brief review, please contact the library for the link or call-in information, or go to iowalibrary.blog. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading.